This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Family Matters.
It is. It's Family Matters on Joy 94.9, Thursday night, 8 o'clock.
That is a voice we've not heard for a few weeks.
I know, I've had a little bit of a mini break on Joy.
I've missed you so, so much. My goodness.
I thought maybe with the end of financial year that my contract was up.
No. I thought, look, it has been winter. We've all been exhausted. We've all been fighting colds and flus, and we've had a few shows the last few weeks. I did kick you all off when we had Bree talking all things breast...
Boobs.
Boobs.
Well, that aside on there.
Breast healthcare. Yeah. It was healthcare for our breasts. And then last week we did have an interview with an amazing guest that Mish came in. So you've had a micro break.
And if you want to check those out, you can download those on iTunes or joy.org.au. Search Joy Family Matters and check out those great episodes.
Yes.
And check out our whole 12 months of shows. We're coming up to our
Almost
first
there.
Year.
I know.
I remember back in April last year, Jenna, you dragged me into Family Matters. And I was thinking rainbow families, IVF. Fertility.
Two childless gays going, let's do a show.
Rainbow families.
Let's tell people how to raise their kids.
Now, I've learned a lot over the last 12 months.
So
and our guest tonight is from Rainbow Families, Victoria Felicity. She's making her second appearance on Family Matters.
I know. Yeah. And there might be another little voice that we remember from almost this time last year.
Yeah, the voice of the anti-plebiscite, Maud.
Yes. Maud.
She did campaigned. You try to replace me with Maud when I was out of the studio?
Yes, we did. No. All good. It's Beck. David. Can you believe it? I can't believe we got Dave
back. We're on air together.
Beck and Dave. The band's back together.
Now, don't get too excited. We will be speaking more in a sec. You are listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9. Family Matters, Joy 94.9, my favourite hour of radio, and probably yours too, Beck.
One of my top three, don't
you? Say that every time. It's an old joke. Now, if you want to get involved with us, you can text in on 0427-JOY949. You can email on air at joy.org.au. Twitter is Family Matters 94. You love the tweet, Beck.
I love the tweet, although I find that I often have more things to say than fit in the words.
Oh, yeah, they get so many characters, yeah. Mm. And you're more than 140 characters or whatever it is.
I'm much more. And then when I want to put a motorcycle... Anyway, this is not a
Yeah, that's a topic
Doesn't
for another day.
Doesn't count the picture anymore as
No,
characters.
It does.
Still?
Yes.
I thought they were fixing that.
No, I've tried to put many rainbows and footballs and it just doesn't always work.
Well, if anybody can give us Twitter advice, you can go to our Facebook page, /Family Matters on Joy, or you can catch our podcasts. So many hours of fun there.
Or Instagram.
Instagram.
We are on Instagram.
If you want to see us
well.
Airbrushed.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not
Lots
how
of
I look
That's
real.
Not
Lots
how
of
we
filters.
Really look.
If you knew how I looked in real life, that's probably why I'm still #FindDavidDate.
Yeah, how is your love life, Dave?
Yeah.
I actually got a public... I'm not sure if this is the right platform to be speaking about this, but my phone...
Oh, this is the right platform for
us. We launched it a year ago, #FindDavidDate, and where are we now?
Yeah, not
much.
Having. No, not much. But... this is Rainbow News time, so I'm just going to make it.
Rainbow!
That's the news.
News.
It goes something like
Melbourne's
like that.
Most uplifting music mix for your weekdays.
Yeah, maybe.
Your voice. Always.
It sounds, I think mine was better.
Yeah,
sounds
like Beck Hagen, that voice.
I like yours.
Rainbow News with Dave.
Yeah, so a bit of a public statement. My phone has had a bit of an outage at the moment, so if anybody's trying to contact me on the social medias, Grindr, I'm actually unavailable at the moment. So,
well, I've heard about it on the street. When I was walking, I heard these two guys, and they're like, where's that Dave? You know that really desperate one from Joy? And they couldn't find you. There was widespread devastation. I know. That was what they would, and they were quite hot, actually.
Yeah, they were. Oh, well, if they are listening and texting, 0427 Joy 949.
That's right. So all may not be lost.
Yes.
Also,
what's been happening, actually, really? Yes. What's been happening in
Rainbow
News?
Note, this is
serious news.
Serious
that
note.
Was a serious
That was a serious
Calm down. It's like being on the footy show with you two. 54 Ooh. Transgender men in Australia have given birth to children over the past year. Stats released by Medicare confirmed that 22 men in Perth, 16 in New South Wales, 7 in Victoria, 2 in South Australia, 1 in Tasmania. This links back to our show last week.
We had an amazing show where we got to talk with Tristan. So there's an amazing podcast and website you can tune into called Biff and I, where Tristan, who is a trans man, is currently 37 weeks pregnant.
Any moment.
And we had the most amazing chat with Tristan, who's from Portland, Oregon, talking everything about, falling pregnant, being off the hormones as well, and how that feels. And Trishan's just got such a body positive story. It was just such an amazing story to hear that perspective of going. And what Trishan does is geeks out on the science of this whole thing. And the one thing I loved that Trishan was sort of saying towards the end of the interview is, how do you kind of protect yourself? Because there is a lot of people out there that are going to have very strong opinions. You're stepping into a world where you literally are the minority, forms. And the healthcare service in the States, as you can imagine, is very different than it is here. And Trishan was just basically saying, look, we are stepping into a world that's not there yet. And you've got to just be able to protect yourself. And not every doctor you're going to go into battle for, not every nurse you can have really, it's about taking care of yourself. And yeah, we will get there. But just remembering that you are stepping into a space where not everyone's going to be supportive of this, and you can't take on a battle every time you're actually pregnant. You're highly hormonal. You're vulnerable. So do take care of yourself in that space. And I think that was a really, really super important message to be sending home.
Well, yeah. And as the article said, that it's positive for trans men, as it means they can get pregnancy-related services through Medicare, which sounds like is not the case in the USA. So we can complain a lot about a lot of things our government does, and I'm sure we will. But that's a positive.
And that's the thing, before we started the interview, we were kind of joking with Trish and going, oh, you've got gay marriage, but we've got all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, we might keep this stuff and you have your gay marriage. Because in the end, what the support Tristan's needed, he's found within his own community and his own family, hasn't found it in the healthcare service over there. So we're kind of lucky with some of the stuff we've got here.
And what we're also lucky for is our guest coming in from Rainbow's Rainbow Families, Victoria. Can I get that out?
Seems not.
No, I can't. And she's going to be speaking a lot about what's happening in Australia. Politics is one of her favourites. We spoke about politics last time she was in, about the plebiscite. So we're going to talk about the aftermath of the plebiscite, what's happened since September when she was last in.
Is it going to rear its ugly head again? According to the news, it seems like it. I'm hoping not.
I'm going to make a bold statement.
Here we go.
Marriage equality is going to happen this year. It has to, doesn't it? Surely there's going to be a moment in our politicians' minds where they're just going to wake up and think, what the hell am I doing with my life? Let's get it happening today.
Well, you just said
Can we get that hatchback if it does happen this year? Can we re-record that audio and play it out again? It has to happen, doesn't it?
Think it does. Unfortunately, I would have hoped they would have had that wake up realization by now. We need to send Maud up there again, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Put Maud on a first class seat in a plane this time, I think.
Exactly.
I think we need to get to a song, Gina, because I'm getting really super excited and I really want Maud and Felicity on air as soon as possible.
Done.
Can we get a song on?
Yep, done.
There's more from the Family Matters team in just a moment on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back. It's Family Matters on Joy 94.9. It is the combination of Gina, Beck and Dave tonight.
The A-team.
It is.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Apologise to Adrian and Michelle. Now, we have Felicity coming up from, she's going to be joining us any moment on Rainbow Families. Sorry, what am I talking about? Can we edit that one? We have...
Dave's had a couple of weeks off.
Yeah.
We have Felicity coming up from Rainbow Families, Victoria. And if you've got a question for her, you can SMS us on 0427-JOY949 or you can email on air at joy.org.au. Now,
if you're one of those guys that hasn't been able to find Dave on Grindr, you can message us in too. That's another way to get in touch.
That's right. There'll be messages coming in saying, hey, don't worry, you won't know the joke. Now, I made a bold statement that I've been accused of being a little bit naive. I think marriage equality is going to happen this year. But there is a bill out there, Felicity, which you might tell us a little bit more about that might not be something that might be beneficial for Australia.
I don't think you've got to watch your bold statements there, Dave. So there's been quite a
story
bit of media.
Of his life, Felicity. Story of his life.
Welcome, by the way, Felicity.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, yeah, thanks for having me. It's lovely to be here, isn't it, Moddy? Well, look, you're right. There is a bill on sort of being talked about, I guess, which is being tabled possibly as a private members bill by Dean Smith, who's a Liberal senator for WA. So, you know, interesting guy. He's a Liberal and he's gay and he's from Perth and he's really keen on seeing marriage equality done and dusted. I guess my reservations on any kind of bill like that that comes up as a private member's bill is that, you know, he's been really clear in saying it has strong religious protections as part of this bill. He wants to table it in cabinet in August and, you know, see where it goes. I'd be wanting to say, hey, let's let the community have a look at it. What are these strong religious protections? Are they really a backward step when we really should be taking two steps forward? Is this not going to be such a great thing for the LGBTI community going forward? So that would be my sort of reservation. I'd welcome anyone who wanted to send him an email and ask about it. But I think we should just be able to be like Germany. How easy was that?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess Germany were very similar to us, their makeup of parliament being conservatively ran and Merkel being, I guess, in the same view as Abbott, I guess.
Yeah, and it got through.
Do you think maybe the religious protections are his thought that that's the only way it's going to get through? That's the sort of watering down to get it through?
Yeah, I think it's always going to, had always had, has been, similar to why they thought the plebiscite was a good idea, like it's, you know, give with one hand, take with the other. It's the balance of the conservative versus the human rights question of why we should be doing this. I don't know, like it's just that sort of niggling thing that just won't go away. We, in Victoria, we still have the religious exemptions in our Equal Opportunity Act around things like who's employed in schools and adoption last year was one of our really big bugbears. Well, that was in 2015, that there still is a religious exemption in terms of agencies saying they don't want to provide a service for same-sex couples to apply to adopt, and only one religious organisation took it up. But there's nothing to say that the others may not take it up in the future, unfortunately. Mm. I just don't think it's full equality if you've got this kind of exemption process in it.
So is your view that we need a Labor government in charge of Australia to get marriage equality through?
Ooh. I guess there's one question out there, is that what's the rush? We already know that the ALP, if they get in, have said they'll do marriage equality in the first 100 days. We're not necessarily sure what that bill would look like, but there's been enough sort of testing of what it might look like. And I'd be relatively secure in saying I don't reckon there'd be religious exemptions or a stringent amount, and probably some that could perhaps fit more with what the Senate inquiry in February and January this year came out with. So, yeah.
Is the plebiscite dead? Mm. Or is it going to, is there like a Weekend at Bernie's sort of situation?
Is the plebiscite dead? What do you think, Maud?
Not sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope it. We
Maud's
killed
as
it.
Confused as a rat.
Yes,
we killed it last year. We hope that was the last we saw of it. But
could we actually, Felicity and Maud, remind our audience what happened last year? You went on a road trip. You fixed, was it the cigarette lighter for the chargers to work on the phones? We remember we spoke about that on the way up there. Dave, you were given, I think you were going to help repair it. Did that happen? But we know there was a road trip to Canberra. Can we kind of tell the audience what that was about?
Well, we went up to Canberra to stop the plebiscite.
I think you did. I think you actually good achieved job, Maud. That.
And what did you do when you were up there? Who did you speak to?
We spoke to lots of politicians. We went to Question Time, which was a bit boring.
I love Question Time.
I heard they weren't very well behaved, were they?
Who was your favourite politician, Maud?
Well, Penny Wong, I guess.
Yeah, because she's
hands
cool.
Down.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with Wong.
Yeah.
Who didn't you like?
Malcolm.
You're not Robinson Crusoe there, Maud. I reckon you got a few friends on that train. And were the politicians happy to talk to you, or did they say, oh, you're kids, why are you here?
Well, Kelly O'Dwyer did.
Controversial.
So Kelly O'Dwyer did question whether or not you had anything to say as children, didn't she? Kind of. That was sort of the impression you all got. You kept putting your hand up in that meeting and she kept just wanting to talk to the grown-ups.
What, she seriously ignored the kids?
Yeah.
Well, you got a few words in towards the end.
Callum kept on asking her a question and she's just like, she keeps on going on to a different topic. Like he asked it like 10 times and then it goes, wow. And then Kelly just goes, oh, yeah, and so, yeah, no plebiscite. Well, that's not going to work.
Wow.
Oh, ouch.
And I know Callum. We've had Callum in the studio, very articulate, knows exactly what he's asking. So to be ignored like that, my goodness.
Which politician do you think was most interested in what you had to say?
I think quite a few of them.
One of them, I think I remember, it was either Raffy or Callum actually saying that one of the pollies was crying listening to the story. Oh. They felt really guilty.
Oh, yeah.
Listening, knowing you kids had to come all that way to sort of say, why are you going to treat our families this way?
Yeah, I don't think I was in that meeting.
Maud had a different meeting.
Now, Maud, I want to know about the fun bits. What did you do in the road trip? That road trip that we talked about, we gave all the advice about. What were the fun things that you did in the car trip?
We went to a playground.
Well, that's fun.
That's fun.
We saw the dog on the tucker box.
Oh, Gundagai, yes. Yeah.
And that was basically it.
Would you go again? If this happens again, are you ready for round two?
Definitely.
Game on, Malcolm.
Game on.
Game on.
We might even, join them this time.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yep.
Although I've been on a road trip with Dave and it's not that fun. He doesn't let you eat in the car,
doesn't he?
Oh, that's a story for another day.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, Fliss, what do you reckon? Do you reckon we might be looking at this again?
Well, I guess the budget this year, if everyone remembered, still had that, I think, was it 130, 150 million just floating around for the budget? Would it be the postal vote budget that Dutton suggested? I don't know. I really think now they've got the budget out of the way and a bit of argy-bargy, they're coming back for their August session. They don't actually spend a lot of time in Canberra. So everyone always spends a lot of time thinking, oh, the next time they're back from their winter break. But I would be saying to people out there, if you've got a spare moment, to email your local parliamentarian from whichever side of the fence they're on and just say, hey, if this plebiscite rears its ugly head again, say no, and this is why. Yeah. This is why it's important for me that we just have equality and it's equality for everybody, no ifs, no buts.
And also probably for the politicians that are for marriage equality, also email them and lend some support. I know my member's a massive advocate, Mark Dreyfus. He loves it.
Loves it.
I thought Paul was going to speak there. I don't know why.
But the feedback the families got was amazing. The coverage across the news of you all travelling over there was amazing. Do people still kind of ask the kids about this sort of stuff?
Yeah, well, you've had a few moments, haven't you, Morty, at school where people have talked about it in their new classes this year as fun things that they've done. Do kids ask you about it, Morty?
No, but, but Callum's class talked about it.
I think, Raffy and Kelly have talked about it and a lot of the other kids that went along still talk about it as something that they will remember forever.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, pretty amazing experience.
And we know quite powerful. So if it does rear its ugly zombie-like head, we know, we might be sending some petrol vouchers your way. So.
I'm trying to think what else we can send Maud to Canberra to sort out for us. I'm sure there's a few other things.
I'm sure there's a few other things.
Well, we're going to ask more about Rainbow Families Victoria after this. You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Family Matters with any combination of Gina, Adrian, Michelle, David and Beck. Joy 94.9.
Family Matters on Joy 94.9. We have Felicity from Rainbow Families Victoria on. And if you have a question for her, you can SMS on 0427 Joy 949 or you can email onair@joy.org.au.
Or you might have a question for Dave's replacement, Maud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What to do on school holidays? There's a few days to go.
She's going to answer that later on.
Mm-hmm.
Big question. But more importantly, you've got a question, Gina?
I do. Look, it has almost been a year since we've had Rainbow Families Victoria on. It's been a big year. What's been happening, Felicity? What's been happening in this space?
Well, most fabulous things have been happening. And one of the most exciting thing is that we were the very proud recipients of the largest LGBTI organisational development grant provided by this state government. So that was a pretty amazing achievement for Rainbow Families Vic, which has been a kind of kitchen table operation supporting our LGBTI parents and carers and prospective parents and our kids since we were founded in 2006. So this is the first time we've had any substantial money ever.
So what did you have to do to get the funding? I imagine there was a lot of writing of proposals.
Babysitting and other people's kids.
There was a lot of grant writing. So we spent our Christmas holidays writing the grant, and then we got through to the second round and spent Easter, thank goodness for long weekends, fixing up. And, yeah, then we were, really pleased that we were given an amazing opportunity to really sort of do some grassroots foundation work on Rainbow Families for the next 2 years. Wow. It's very exciting.
And we'll speak about the grant in a sec, but just highlighting Rainbow Families Victoria the last 12 months, what have been some of the key achievements from you guys?
Well, we saw adoption equality came into effect on the 1st of September last year. That was a long-term campaign that even prior to Rainbow Families Victoria coming about, we'd been campaigning for since 2002. So it took a little while to get going. We also saw our fantastic plebiscite campaign, which not only saw us all going up to Canberra in September, but we also went up in October for the ALP press conference where they actually put their foot down and said we won't vote for the plebiscite, which was an amazing event to be at, and then again in November. And then we've had our few little fun stuff like marching at Chill Out. We won the best community group campaign.
Didn't wow. Awesome. Like, what was the marching Maud, tell me, was there costumes? Was there a theme?
Song and dance?
There was a dance. We were doing cheerleading.
Tell us what were you yelling
out? Yeah, what was the chant?
5, 6, 7, 8 Rainbow Families Are So Great.
Oh, I love it.
I like it.
Yeah, that's good, actually.
Can you give us a bit of a rendition there, Beck?
5, 6, 7, 8 Rainbow Families Are So Great.
Woo! That's great.
Go Rainbow Families. That's great. I'll be in it next year.
That was scripted, by the way, by the sound of it.
No, I'm just a performer. Well, that's amazing.
That's very cool.
What other fun stuff?
Oh, I wish we'd done more fun stuff. We did have a fabulous picnic. You did. Yeah. So we had an excellent picnic, and it was like our post-midsummer, getting back into term one for all those school-based families. We had a lovely picnic in Richmond, and we had Proud to Play come and play some cricket and games with the kids, which was fabulous. And we had the lovely Drummond Street Services co-sponsor the event with us.
And there was some reading of books, Jessica.
We had
Jessica Walton.
Yeah,
Jessica
Walton was
there. And Jenny, you brought some biscuits as well.
I brought some biscuits from a Greek shop because I'm kind of Greek. And
that's what your people do.
So that's what we do.
But that was a great, really great day of bringing everybody together for such an enjoyment.
And we always try and do an annual picnic like that that just is a bit chillaxed, and it's in the afternoon, and it's got enough for the kids, grown-ups and the little ones. So, yeah, we'll be doing those a bit more regularly, I guess, and finding our feet as part of this new grant. It feels like, I was saying a day before, it feels like we're kind of like maybe teenagers now. Like we're not quite grown up. But we've got a bit of money and we'll have myself as a staff member for Rainbow Families to get us up and running. We've got some fantastic people on board helping us with our strategic planning and all our data stuff and website stuff. Which
And that stuff's not free.
No. And it's really complicated. Yeah. And we realised when I was explaining how we had a Yahoo group, this one of the guys who was helping me was like,
"That's cute.
I've never really heard of that." And I was like,
MySpace
the olden days. I know. We weren't quite that bad.
We're on MSN Messenger.
So Rainbow Families Victoria receiving the largest LGBTI community organisation grant. What are the plans with it?
So our very first plan was to buy a computer.
Yay.
That's not very exciting. But the second thing we're doing is some really great work with our board. So our committee of management is this amazing group of volunteers who are all pretty time poor and pretty busy juggling parenting work, caring responsibilities, all sorts of things. So we're going to have a fantastic board day. Keep track of our Facebook page and Twitter as well to find out about some community consultations we'll be doing with other, not just members, but anyone who's keen and interested. And we'll be trying to do some regionally as well as in Victoria with service providers as well as our community. And then late October, November, we'll be having our annual general meeting, which this year will turn into a bit of a co-design workshop about the future of rainbow families. So there'll be a session for kids and a session for grown-ups, parents, prospective parents and carers, plus a bit of entertainment and fun on the day and all the little annual general meeting things. But we're really wanting this to be a grassroots, ground-up development of our organisation, because the whole audience and the whole group of people that benefit from it are all of our rainbow families. So it has to be what we all want and what we all need.
And it sounds so simple, but so many, I think, community organisations don't do that. They don't consult with the people that actually need their group. So it's so wonderful that you're going out and doing that as a real grassroots thing, because there's no point giving people services they don't want.
Yeah, exactly. And I can come up with 1,000 things I reckon we could do, but I'm not the only person for this to benefit. And I know that there are other people who say, hey, I really want more info on what the law says about my family, or I want to know about co-parenting, or I'm a parent who's transitioned in my relationship and I've got kids. What do I do now? You know, how do I talk to the school and kids about it? All the way to, you know, how do we support as queers who are sort of part of the sandwich generation, where we're supporting and being carers for our parents or as well. Like, maybe that's sort of the sort of work we need to be doing, is supporting our family or our own community around sort of all those mental health and relationship and family issues that come from, you know, as you have those extra responsibilities.
Well, I know a good family lawyer if you're looking.
Yeah, great.
And is it going to be coming from the kids too, about what the kids are looking for out of it as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Maud's already had an idea. She'd like to do a blog.
Great.
And I'm sure there are other kids out there that would be all savvy on the whole internet web thing. So we're definitely up for blogs, webinars, you know, looking at what kids want and need, because there are kids that are pretty sure that school sometimes isn't a safe place, that they might be kids themselves that are coming out as LGBTIQ or gender diverse, and so the second or third generation, I guess, of rainbow families. So we want to look out for those kids as well. So our October/November event will definitely have a facilitator working with young kids and young people about what they need, as a member of a rainbow family or as a member of the LGBTI community in a rainbow family, what do they reckon is important for them going into the future?
Mm. Maud, what would you, on your first blog, what story are you going to tell us on that blog? Favourite music?
I don't really know.
I reckon you could tell people the best thing about being in a rainbow family.
Yeah.
And that'd be great, I reckon, for kids who aren't in a rainbow family to see what it's like. Do you think that anyway, just a suggestion. Do you think that'd be good?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what else.
Take it under advisement, Maud.
I'll tell you what else is good, is school holidays. So surely you've been up to some fun in school holidays, Maud.
Yeah, what do you do on school holidays? In winter, because it's hard in winter.
We go to Inverloch.
Ah, that's a nice place of Victoria. I like
and
it.
This time when we went, we got to go whale watching.
Wow.
Did you actually see any?
Yeah, we saw one breach.
Wow. What does that mean?
That's when they come out of the water.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not a birth related. I know we have a lot of fertility doctors in here.
I've been doing a family show for too long. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
I was going to ask that question off. I didn't know either.
Maud, once again, knows more than us. Yeah. Not shocking.
That's not hard.
And were you very far? Could you say, like, how far do you reckon it was?
About 20 metres.
Wow.
And we saw dolphins and, like, heaps and heaps of seals.
Wow.
That's super lucky. A lot of people go on those tours and see nothing. In the gift shop they'll see a whale.
Yeah, that's right.
And the only time I see a seal is on The Voice.
Wow.
It has been a while.
Time to bench Dave again.
Well, for more about rainbow families, we'll be talking to Felicity in a moment again. And for probably more bad jokes, tune in on Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
The life issues that, matter. Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
Family Matters on Joy 94.9 is Dave, Jana and Beck hosting the show tonight. Well, I think we're doing a great job so far.
7.9 out of 10.
That's probably my lowest. We have Felicity from Rainbow Families Victoria in tonight.
And Maud. Yep. Well, Dave, she may be replacing you soon, so, you know, just watch your back, mate.
Okay.
Now, we've heard rainbow families were at chill out. 5, 6, 7, 8. Rainbow families are so great. We'll go rainbow.
Making Victoria great again.
Right, yes. But where else are the rainbow families, Felicity? Where else are we going to see you coming up?
Well, we're absolutely open to any suggestions for what we could do at Midsummer this year. I think we've got 2 weeks to go until we've got to put in some submissions and ideas.
Can I say, last year when I went to Carnival Day, Carnival is the most beautiful park in Melbourne, and there could have been so many great spaces that would have been highly appropriate to see rainbow families have a little space.
Yeah, they should. And next year they will, surely.
I'd love to see that next year for you know, whoever's out there that's on those committee things. I think there needs to be a nice little space set up for rainbow families. There was kind of nowhere for them to hang out in the shade. It's always a really hot day too.
It sounds really exciting, but I want to know Maud's thoughts. What do we need to see at Midsummer?
Maybe a silent disco.
A silent disco?
Yes.
Maud, what's a silent disco?
It's basically where people put headphones on and dance, but it looks maybe a bit strange to people that can't actually hear the music because they're just dancing.
So there's no music?
No.
Only the people listening on the headsets can hear the music?
Yeah.
Ah. It is amazing.
Do they all have the same song in the headset?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're all kind of
dancing
to the same thing. It's
brilliant. I went to a hen's day where we did one in a park, which was pretty amazing. So I'll come. Can grown-ups come to the silent disco at Midsummer?
Yep.
Excellent. I'll be there. I'll bring Dave.
Beck haven't grown up yet.
Felicity, how do we create these family-friendly spaces? Like there are so many LGBT events.
There are. And I think it's a really important question as the numbers of out, proud and loud and visible rainbow families are increasing. Mm. People want to take their kids with them. Like this is their community. I know my kids, like Maud and their brothers, really identify as a rainbow family, and they're not alone. Like, they're part of the LGBTI community. And I guess over the years, the visibility at big events like Mardi Gras or Chill Out or, you know, in Victoria here, Midsummer has sort of ebbed and flowed. And it's kind of been sometimes about the weather. Would you take your kids out if it's going to be 40 degrees? And we did March one year at Pride March for that reason. Or it's because it's really hard to make sure that we're going to be promoting a family-friendly environment. Is it going to have change tables? Is it going to have shade that we can say to families, it's going to be shady? Is it going to be near a busy road or not? Can we say, yeah, bring your toddlers, they're not going to get squished on Alexander Parade? I must say, Chill Out this year, like 10 points and an elephant stamp to them. They had an amazing amount of kid-friendly activities. They had a little stage. They had things which I think would have been fun for grown-ups too after a few beers, but like bubble soccer and a few other things.
So what is it? You just need toilets, maybe a bit of shade in summer. What are the things that rainbow families kind of need?
Yeah.
What do we need to have in these spaces?
Good coffee.
True.
Yeah. I think it's just actually a element of saying we are family friendly and we've made an effort to think that some of us want to bring our kids and some of us also want to bring our nieces and nephews or some of us have kids from previous relationships that have their own children now and you want to say, hey, come to this event with me. It's part of my community. Meet my friends. Be part of my people. And I just think we've grown up. The community's grown up. It's the time to embrace all of us and that includes young people and children.
Because, the last thing you want is for people to feel isolated from their own community just because they've got kids.
And it doesn't take a lot, I guess, to make it inclusive. Like we're saying, shade, food, you know, free water maybe, change tables or whatnot.
Bit of open space.
Open space, a little bit of an art activity, maybe a funny, you know, I hate clowns, but, you know, some juggling maybe. The petting zoo is always good. So some events make a really big effort, but I think we're really open to creating a bit of a dialogue, particularly with, say, Midsummer this year to say, hey, what can we do to sort of build on it? And if we get more people, then that's more people to go and sign up to Joy. That's more people that go and see Transgender Victoria. That's more people that go, hey, there's a mental health service, Beyond Blue, Drummond Street Services that I could perhaps access for some family mediation or support. So it's another way for those communities that perhaps don't get the papers out where they live, or perhaps do we live in an isolated suburb or come from a family of origin that perhaps isn't that supportive and they just don't get out much. And I don't know,
what Maud reckons, but I sometimes feel like we spend a lot of time at home. It's hard to get out much. And you want to make it a big event and see your friends, but be part of the queer community. You shouldn't have to hide once you've got the kids.
Another hot topic as well is safe schools. Felicity, what's the latest with safe schools at the moment?
Well, the state government have done an excellent job transitioning from the fantastic work that Ros Wood and her team did at La Trobe through Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria. And we've now got that new team of four in the Department of Education and Training. So one of the big requirements, I guess, that both Rainbow Families, Georgie from Yakvik and Liam from GLHV put to the government when we found out about this in December is that we wanted a community committee, a reference committee that could say we want the good work of what was happening before it got taken over by the department to continue. So there's a fantastic LGBTI education reference group that everybody and their dog is on. Like, it's quite big. Ro Allen, the commissioner, has done a fantastic job to bring in lots of different sections of society, including young people's participation through Vic SRC, Georgie Stone and a few other people. So I think there's a good future in keeping the work of Safe Schools rolling on through that. We're pretty pleased. They have been working hard again also in primary schools. So parents of gender diverse kids have been working with them as well around including kids that are transitioning or coming out as gender diverse in a primary school setting. And that was always something where people were worried would drop off because it's really intense, hard work. So, look, I think our next step is what's going to happen in the future. This is a state government that goes into an election next year. There's only 2 years funding.
If there's anybody out there that can sort this stuff out, it's the commish.
Yeah.
Ro Allen knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
She can sort it out.
Yeah. So, look, I think Safe Schools is safe so far.
Yep.
But it's something we all need to watch. And if you really care about your kid's school being safe, including from a Rainbow Families point of view, then definitely contact the Safe Schools Department. There's a parents and carers like hotline number that you can get from the Department of Education. You can give them a call and say, hey, I'm worried about what's going on. And that's a really important step too, that transparency and contact you can have with the department.
So we shouldn't take our eye off the ball.
Don't take your eye off the ball, Beck. That's exactly the message.
I'm very fantastic. Wise.
Well, thanks so much for coming in. We'll chuck your details up on our podcast and our social medias. Make sure we give a Rainbow Families Victoria a good plug. Thank you very much, Maud.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the holidays, and we'll see you at the Silent Disco.
Yeah, I'll be there. Thank you very much. It's Family Matters. We'll be back right in this quick moment. Family Matters, Joy 94.9.
Well, we're all excited for Jack Tomlins. We were just saying that just now.
Yes.
She's going to make a book.
Her book. What's it called, Dave?
It's The Curse of Grandma Maple.
There you go. And it's going to be so brilliant. I can't wait to get my copy, and I'm going to get Jack to sign it. Fun fact.
Very exciting. Now, I've actually cut Felicity off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I apologise for that. Now, you've got some things coming up that you want to give a good plug to?
Well, just one particular thing, which is an organisation we've always worked closely with. It's the Victorian Assisted Reproductive Treatment Authority, or VARTA. They run this excellent program once a year called Time to Tell. So if you're a family where you've used a donor or a surrogate and you're thinking, hey, I really am struggling with how to have this conversation with my kid, my future kid or my little kid or my kid that's approaching teenagehood, it's a fabulous seminar. So it's on September the 9th. You can look at the varta.org.au website. And it's not that expensive at all, and it's a really great day to meet other people who've created their families in unique different ways, like many Rainbow Families have. And there's a few Rainbow Families speaking, and we'll be there too facilitating a workshop.
Fantastic. And for people, how do they get best in contact with Rainbow Families Victoria as well?
So given our new and improved Rainbow Families is still on its way, in its infancy, and there's a lot up in the air, the best way to find us is through our Facebook page, Rainbow Families Victoria. We'll be doing a bit of a teaser campaign, a bit of info about our community consults, and a little bit of info about how you can become a financial member, because that is also very important for us going into the future.
And that's the thing. I think people say, oh, you got a grant, you got all this money. But no, like you said, there's so much that still needs to happen in the background. And becoming a member is actually super cheap. I think from memory, $10 for singles, $20 for Rainbow Families to be a member.
And we'll take family in any way, shape or form that you define it.
Brilliant.
Easy.
Wonderful.
Us childless people.
That's right.
Yep.
We can join just to support.
Should we become the Family Matters
Maybe
family?
We could be a family.
Yeah.
We'll sign up.
Why not? Yep.
I think we should sign up individually so it's $30.
Yeah, that's right. We don't want to rip off from your family.
We don't want to find a loophole, Gina. Yeah. Oh, you can see you're Greek.
I'm Greek. I pay cash. Should they cash? Yeah. Okay.
The Facebook page is great. There's always something. I follow it and there's always something interesting and someone with something to say. And I imagine it's a really great resource for people that aren't quite sure where to go or who to see or what to do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, and now that's another show down for us on Family Matters.
And we can't hand over to the Bears without Beck. Beck.
Oh, what have you got now?
I've disappointed them 2 weeks in a row with
I'm making a statement here. These Wolf Girls, like, they're getting. I know. Do you have to do it?
Well, yes. I've got an idea. If you don't like it, you come up with some.
Oh, I just don't know.
Competition.
I know the Woods accepted. Love it. The Woods love it. So if the Bears want, I'm not going to mess with the Bears.
They do love
that.
It. They're thumbs up waving.
Right. This
they're
isn't waving. One of my best.
Oh, here they're we waiting. Go. One of your best, is it? Oh, here we go.
Okay. What no, not one of my best. Woof, grey hair is distinguished both on George Clooney and on a bear.
Oh, thumbs up from the Bears.
Yes.
Round of applause.
I look for their reaction from the others.
But the Woods love Beck. And they're like the parents when the kid comes home with some trashy little project. They compliment you on it anyway.
Oh. Hey,
Dave, as the great Taylor Swift says, haters gonna hate, 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 hate.
Family Matters, woof.
Woof
girl. You've been listening to Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.